The legislation was passed with broad support in both chambers of Congress, but Senator Paul claims the more than $2 trillion in budget cuts included in the deal are more fiction than fact.
They're all talking about cuts off of a baseline that increases at 7% every year. To me and to many Americans, a cut would be you spend less money next year than you spent this year, which would be difficult, but that's what the country needs, is to spend less money next year than this year.
Paul supports an idea called the Penny Plan, which would slash 1% from federal spending every year for the next 6 years.
And it's not that much. That's one penny out of every dollar that we spend. But everything up here talks about cutting trillions, but against a baseline that's rising by trillions. So when you add it all up, you still add $7 to $8 trillion, you know, in new debt over the next 10 years.
The compromise sets up a bipartisan congressional committee, which will work out another $1.5 trillion in spending cuts. Many Republicans who want big changes in entitlements also favor a measure that turns Medicare into what amounts to a voucher program. Kentucky Democrat Ben Chandler says his party will continue to fight that GOP proposal.
We don't want any cuts to seniors, certainly, in their health care. So we're going to try to prevent that from happening. But at the same time, we couldn't let the country default. This bill, I think, will prevent those kinds of cuts in the final analysis. I believe that's the case.
Other Kentuckians who refused to support the compromise measure were Republican Representative Jeff Davis and Louisville Democrat John Yarmuth. For WEKU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington, D.C.